Okay, Surrey homeowners, if you're feeling that Surrey chill, let's talk windows.
Oh, yeah.
If you're feeling that familiar Surrey chill from your old windows and wincing at those energy bills,
Yeah.
this deep dive is for you.
Absolutely.
Replacing windows, it's a big decision.
It is a big one.
So we are cracking open this guide from Shearwater Glass, a local company,
Okay.
to uncover what really matters when choosing new windows.
I like it. Cracking open the guide, getting right to the heart of it.
Yeah, putting on our X-ray vision goggles
Yes.
to see right through the marketing
Yeah.
and get to the core of what's important for
Yeah.
you as a homeowner.
For sure.
And one thing that is crystal clear, front and center in this guide,
Okay.
they are really hammering home this idea of energy efficiency.
Yeah. And you know, that makes sense when you think about it. Energy costs have been on the rise. Surrey, like many areas, is likely feeling the pinch. People are feeling it in their wallets.
Oh, yeah.
And Shearwater's tapping into that. It's a major concern for
Yeah.
homeowners, and they're positioning themselves as the solution.
They're speaking directly to our pain points. They
Exactly.
mention those classic Surrey homeowner woes, drafty windows, cold spots, sky-high energy bills. They're not just telling you it's a problem.
Right.
They're showing you how new windows can be the solution.
Love it.
And they even include stories from real people in Surrey, like Jane from Guildford,
Oh, nice.
who said her new windows transformed her home from an icebox into a cozy haven.
The power of a good story.
Right.
Using those local references, it just makes it feel more real, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, because it's one thing to hear about energy efficiency in general, but when you hear about your neighbor
Yeah,
in
come.
Guildford seeing a difference in their bills, it's like, oh, okay,
Yeah.
maybe this is something I need to pay attention to.
It's relatable.
Yeah.
It makes it real for people. It's not just some marketing jargon.
Right, it
Like,
gloats.
hey, this is Jane down the street and her bills went down.
Right. It makes you think, hey, if they can save money,
Yeah.
maybe I can too.
Exactly.
But beyond saving on energy bills, the guide also puts a lot of emphasis on security.
Absolutely. And that's smart. They're highlighting those enhanced locking mechanisms
Right.
as a key feature,
Yeah.
even suggesting that security concerns might be higher in certain areas.
Yeah, which makes sense given
Yeah.
where we live.
Right. And, you know, looking at their testimonials, Sarah from Epsom, it's a top priority for a lot of homeowners in
Interesting.
the area.
So it's about staying warm and staying safe.
There you go.
Now let's talk about the materials because the guide dives into UPVC, aluminum, timber, the whole
The
shebang.
whole shebang, yeah, they cover it all.
It seems like choosing the right material isn't just about the look you're going for.
It's not just about the aesthetics, it's
Right.
about your lifestyle too.
Right. It's about your lifestyle and your priorities.
Exactly. They're basically saying you need to consider things like maintenance.
Okay.
How much time do you want to spend on upkeep?
Right.
Are you willing to put in the time for those traditional timber windows, or do you prefer low maintenance UPVC?
And speaking of UPVC, I noticed they didn't really explain what it is. I mean, I've heard of it, but what exactly is it?
So UPVC stands for unplasticized polyvinyl chloride.
Okay.
It's a type of plastic that's become really popular for window frames
Okay.
because it's durable, it's energy efficient, and it requires very little maintenance.
It's interesting how they kind of position those UPVC windows as like
Yeah.
the heroes for like busy Surrey homeowners,
Right, like low maintenance, no fuss. Yeah.
Exactly. But they do touch on aluminum and timber.
Yeah, they give you options.
So it's not,
It's
yeah,
not one size fits
not
all.
a one size fits all approach.
Right.
Speaking of blending the old and the new,
Okay.
Shearwater Glass throws around this term smart glass,
Oh, yeah.
almost like it's something everyone should know.
Right, like we're all supposed to be on top of that.
But I gotta be honest with you, I'm a little fuzzy on what that actually means.
Yeah, well, smart glass, it's not just a fancy marketing term, it's a real thing.
Okay.
It's a technology that's changing the game for windows.
Okay.
Imagine windows that can tint themselves automatically
Oh.
to reduce glare and heat gain so you save money on your energy bills.
Oh, that's interesting.
Or self-cleaning windows that use UV rays to break down dirt and grime.
Okay, those actually sound really cool
Right.
and futuristic.
Yeah, the future is now.
But let's be real, high tech often means a high price tag.
Yeah, that's a fair point. You're not wrong to be cautious about cost.
Right.
Advanced features, they usually come at a premium.
Of course.
And it's easy to get, you know, caught up in the excitement of the latest and greatest.
Sadly, don't.
But I find it interesting how the guide subtly addresses that budget issue.
Now that you mention it, I think they do say something like,
yeah,
we offer a range of options for different needs and budgets.
Exactly.
It's like they're trying to appeal to everyone.
They want everyone to feel included.
From the budget conscious to the I want all the bells and whistles.
Exactly. From basic to bougie.
Right. Exactly.
They're acknowledging that affordability matters to a lot of homeowners without, like, you know, making it like the main focus.
Right.
But you know what I find really effective is how they address, like, those common questions and concerns head on.
You mean, like, in their, like, FAQ section?
Yeah, like in their FAQ section.
Okay.
By anticipating those questions.
Right.
Answering them up front, they build trust.
Yeah.
They position themselves as a really reliable source of information.
Okay.
So, like, how long do windows last? Mm-hmm. Or are there any financial incentives?
Right, right.
They answer those questions.
They really address those.
They address them head on.
Yeah, and I noticed they slip in some subtle selling points, too.
Oh, of course.
While they're at it, like, when they mention new windows lasting 20 years or more.
Right.
With proper care.
With proper care, yeah.
It's almost like a gentle nudge to say,
right,
hey, if you buy from us, we'll make sure you get the most out of your investment.
We're the experts. Trust us.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
It's clever. It's subtle.
It is clever.
But they're framing the information in a way that reinforces their expertise and the value they offer.
Right. And to be fair, they do provide genuinely helpful information, too.
Oh, for sure.
Like mentioning those potential grants and schemes.
Right, which is huge.
For energy efficient upgrades.
Yeah, those can be game changers.
Right.
For people.
For homeowners, especially.
Especially homeowners, yeah.
Yeah, who are trying to, you know.
Who are trying to make their homes more sustainable.
Their homes more energy efficient.
Exactly.
Those could be a real game changer.
Absolutely.
For them.
Yeah. And throughout the guide, they constantly bring it back to the cost savings on those energy bills.
Yeah.
That's a powerful message, especially right now.
It is a powerful message, especially, yeah, in today's...
In today's world.
In today's economic climate, right?
Exactly. And they drive it home, right?
Yeah.
By constantly connecting those benefits.
Right.
Lower bills, more comfort, enhanced security.
Yeah.
Back to the real problems.
Yeah, right.
Homeowners in Surrey are facing...
Right, like we see you.
You're like, we get you.
We see your struggles, Surrey, and we have the solutions you've been searching for.
Exactly. Exactly. They understand the assignment.
They do.
They know what's up.
They do. They really do.
Yeah. And by dissecting their marketing like this.
Right.
You're not just learning about windows. You're getting these really valuable insights.
Okay.
Into their sales tactics, who they're trying to reach.
Right.
And ultimately, their motivations.
It's true. It's like we're, like peeking behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Of their marketing department.
Yeah. We're in the know now.
You're in the know.
I got the secrets.
Exactly. And with that knowledge,
right,
we're better equipped as consumers.
Absolutely.
To ask the right questions and make informed decisions.
100%.
Regardless of who we choose.
Exactly.
To ultimately go with.
Doesn't matter who you choose. You have the power now.
We have the power.
That's right.
But putting their marketing tactics aside for a moment.
Okay.
This deep dive has really highlighted some key factors to consider.
Yeah, for sure.
When choosing new windows.
It really has.
Energy efficiency is a big one.
Huge.
Clearly a top priority for Surrey homeowners and for good reason.
Absolutely. And it makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Saving money on those energy bills. Who doesn't want that?
Right. Exactly.
But it's not just about the money.
It's not just about the money.
It's about being comfortable in your home, right?
Exactly.
It's about making your home more sustainable.
Right, and feeling good about that.
Exactly.
And we can't forget about security.
Right, feeling safe and secure.
It's so important.
Absolutely.
To feel safe and secure in your own home.
It's essential.
Thinking about your own home, like, what are your biggest priorities when it comes to windows?
That's a good question.
Is it maximizing energy efficiency? Is it enhancing security? Or is it about, you know...
Yeah, what's important to you?
Finding that sweet spot, that balance between style and functionality.
Because, you know, you can have both.
Yeah, you don't have to compromise.
Exactly.
And as we've learned, the material you choose can really impact those factors.
Oh, yeah.
Like UPVC offers that low maintenance durability.
By easy peasy.
Aluminium can provide a more sleek, modern look.
Yeah, very chic, modern.
Exactly. Yeah. And then there's timber. The timeless appeal of timber.
If you're willing to put in a little work.
Exactly. But it does require a bit more upkeep.
A little elbow grease? Never hurt anyone.
Right. That's right.
But then you've got that whole world of, like, you know, high-tech stuff.
Cutting-edge technology.
Self-cleaning smart glass. It's like...
It's like something out of a movie.
It's wild, right?
It is wild. But as you pointed out, those options usually mean...
Yeah, they come with a price tag.
A higher price tag.
There's a premium.
Right. There's that balance again.
Always a balance.
Always a balance.
Of what you want and what you can afford.
Of what you want.
Right.
And what your budget is.
Exactly. And speaking of budget.
Yes.
We should mention that there are resources out there.
Oh, tell me more.
That can help homeowners.
Okay.
Make these energy efficient upgrades more affordable.
Because Shearwater, I mean, they... touched on it a little bit.
They mentioned it briefly.
But we can dig a little deeper, right?
We'll dive in, yeah.
Grants, schemes, tax incentives.
All sorts of things.
There might be help out there that you're not even aware of.
Exactly. Do your research.
Exactly.
It's worth it.
So for all of you in Surrey,
yeah.
Facing that wall of windows.
Overwhelmed.
Feeling a little overwhelmed, wondering where to even begin.
Yeah, where do you start?
Remember, you don't have to be a window expert.
You don't need a PhD in windows.
To make a smart decision.
Right.
We've given you the tools.
The tools are there.
To cut through that marketing jargon.
Slice and dice.
Understand the key factors.
Absolutely.
And ask the right questions.
Ask those questions.
And perhaps most importantly.
Most importantly.
This deep dive has encouraged you to really think critically about what matters to you.
What do you need?
What matters to you in your home?
What's important to you?
Once you figure that out, the rest is easy.
The rest will follow. Well, maybe not easy.
Or is it easier?
Easier.
Right.
A little bit easier.
Yeah. And on that note,
okay.
As we wrap up this deep dive, here's a final thought to ponder.
Okay, hit me.
Window technology.
Always changing.
Is constantly evolving, right?
Yeah.
New things are coming out all the time.
Always something new, something better.
So the question is?
The age-old question.
Do you jump in now?
Right.
With the latest and greatest?
The newest, shiniest thing.
Or do you wait it out?
Or do you wait?
Knowing that there might be something.
Because in 6 months.
Even better, just around the corner.
There'll be something new.
A classic dilemma.
It really is.
But by arming yourself with what we talked about today.
Yes.
You'll be in a better place to make that decision.
Exactly. You'll be empowered.
Exactly.
To make the best choice for you.
Great insights as always. And to all of you listening.
Happy renovating.
Happy renovating.